Rocking the Boat, Nautical Idioms, Part 1. As the UK is an island nation, it's perhaps not surprising that there are a great many idioms in English that relate to the ocean and sailing. Some of these nautical idioms are not known or used by many people, and others contain obscure items of vocabulary. However, a surprising number are fairly common in contemporary English. This post and my next one will cover the most frequent of these idioms. Starting with idioms containing the words boat or ship, if two or more people are in the same boat, they are in the same difficult situation. For example, we were all jobless and looking for work, all in the same boat. Someone who rocks the boat does or says something that upsets other people or causes problems for them. We usually talk about people not rocking the boat or not wanting to rock the boat. For example, I was new to the company, so I didn't want to rock the boat. In UK English, if you spend a lot of money on a celebration in order to make it special, you may be said to push the boat out. For example, they'd really pushed the boat out for his retirement party. Someone who manages an organisation in a way that is strict and effective may be said to run a tight ship. For example, she runs a tight ship and doesn't tolerate laziness or inefficiency in her employees. If two people, often people who live together, are like ships that pass in the night, they see each other only briefly as one is out while the other is at home and vice versa. For example, currently, Alex does a night shift and I work during the day, so we're like ships that pass in the night. Finally, for vessels, when lots of people suddenly leave an organisation that is failing, they may be described disapprovingly as being like rats deserting or leaving a sinking ship. For example, members are leaving the party in their thousand, like rats leaving a sinking ship. Moving on to water, a project that is dead in the water has failed and has no chance of succeeding in the future. For example, her bid for the Democratic presidential nomination seemed dead in the water. Meanwhile, if you are treading water, you are staying at the same point or level in a situation, but you are not making any progress. This phrase literally means to float vertically in deep water by moving your arms and legs up and down. For example, I've been treading water in my career for a couple of years now and it's time to move on. Finally, for water, a fish out of water is someone who feels uncomfortable in a situation that they are not used to, often someone who is quite different from everyone else. For example, they weren't my sort of people at all and I felt like a fish out of water. If you've enjoyed learning about this set of nautical idioms, look out for my next post on the same subject.